Well, good morning, everybody, and a special welcome on this St. David's Day to those who are immigrants from Wales. Let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us to listen, to understand, to believe what you say to us, and to obey it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, if you're a boy or girl, would you like to put your hand up, please, if you could come up to the front and help me with this talk? Good. I only need one or two people, so let's have one here, and one there, and one there. Okay, can't see who you are. I think we may have three nice girls. Have we? There was someone over here. Yes, come on then. Well done. If you'd just like to, oh, right, come and sit down here. You haven't got to do anything, not yet anyway. Just sit there and be good. Can you do that? Yes, we'll do your best. Now, a question to the boys and girls. Have you ever had to write a letter? You see, when I was a small boy, we had to write letters. We had to write letters saying thank you for the Christmas present, or whatever it might have been, the birthday present. But we had to write letters. Now, my guess is, and we were told at school how to do it, where to put the address, how to start the letter, how to finish the letter. The grown-ups know all about this. But my guess is that if you are a boy or girl now, you're not taught how to write a letter, you're taught how to write an email or to send a text. Do you have lessons at school on how to send a text? You don't. You don't need a lesson, do you? You know how to do it anyway. Some children were asked by their teacher to write a letter to God. And this is what they put in their letters. Dear God, in school they told us what you do. Who does it when you're on holiday? Very good question. Dear God, are you really invisible or is that just a trick? Dear God, when you made the giraffe, did you mean it to look like that? Or was it an accident? Dear God, this is a really good letter, I think. Dear God, why haven't you invented any new animals lately? We still have just the same old ones. Well, I quite like cats and dogs. Dear God, this is a very interesting letter to God. Dear God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just keep the ones you have already? Very sensible. I'm sure he's listening to that one. Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. Here's an interesting one. Dear God, if you watch me in church on Sunday, I'll show you my new shoes. I'm sure God was very pleased to see the new shoes indeed. Right, well now, suppose that you were going to write a letter to Jesus. I wonder what you would say in your letter to Jesus. One of the things you might say is, Dear Jesus, please bless me. You might say that. You see, in the story that we had read to us so beautifully just now, Jesus has children, boys and girls, brought to him. I think probably some of them came without being brought. They were big enough to go on their own. And they came to Jesus, and he said something about them. And then, we're told, he placed his hands on them and blessed them. Or he placed his hands on them. And that was all he did. That was the end of it. Right, can you stand up, please, three girls? And would you hold your hands out? That's right, both of them. I'm just going to have a good look. Yes, very clean. Well done. Yes, beautiful. wonderful hands. Oh, they've got apps, I tell you, their hands are terrific, magic, absolutely beautiful. I wonder what Jesus' hands were like. Because if he lays his hands on people like children, what are his hands like? Are they like these hands or not? You can sit down again just for a moment, but you haven't finished. All right. So, hands are very strange things. Suppose someone says this, all hands on deck. What's going on there? Where are you if someone says all hands on deck? You're on a boat, that's right. And does it mean that your hands have got to go on the boat? What are the hands that go on deck? Do you know what that is? Yes. The people, it's the sailors, have to go on the deck. Well done. Really, here's another one that we say about hands. It's quite a difficult one, this. We sometimes say that some people have the upper hand. Have you ever played that game where you all put your hands on top of each other? You've played that.
I've actually done it at the grave. They do that very deep.
Brilliant. What would it mean then to have the upper hand? That would be the top hand, I suppose, wouldn't it? Well, there we go. It's a little saying that we have. Here's another one. Can you lend me a hand? Can you lend me a hand? I'll just have the hand, nothing else. Quite difficult, isn't it? If if the hand is attached to your wrist, and your wrist is attached to your arm, and your arm is attached to your shoulder, how do you get given a hand? Funny expression. Here's another one. To be in safe hands. Every time you're with Jesus, you're in safe hands, and we'll come back to that. Now, here's something that can happen at school. When everything gets out of hand. Now, what's happened there? Does anyone know what happened when everything gets out of hand? Come on, then. It's chaos. It's chaos when everything gets out of hand. So we say all sorts of funny things about hands, don't we? So, what sort of hands did Jesus lay on the children who came to him? Were they cruel hands? You know what sometimes we say, you're not going to lay a hand on me, as though someone's going to hit them. But I don't think Jesus' hands were like that. Were they soft hands? I wonder how many grown-ups remember this. Now, hands that do dishes can feel as soft as your face with mild green. I won't ask anyone to come and sing it. Yes, okay, so were Jesus' hands soft? I don't think his hands were soft, and I'll tell you why. Because his job was, well, what was his job? Who can tell me what his job is? Yes. He was a carpenter, and so he was used to using his hands, and sometimes, I dare say, when he was using a hammer, he banged his fingers. And so he'd have had bruises on his hands. He may have cut his fingers with a saw or a chisel. So he probably had quite rough hands. That doesn't mean they were cruel hands. It just means that they were a workman's hands, because he was a carpenter. I guess also he had strong hands. He had a good grip. Would you like to shake hands with me? You've got a good grip there, haven't you? Come on, really tight. Oh, brilliant. Well done. Yes. Oh. Okay, you can let go now. Shaking hands. Yes, so I think he would have had strong hands. So these are strong hands, but I'll tell you something else. Finally, they were wounded hands, because, of course, the Lord Jesus went to the cross and died for each one of us. Now, let's suppose that Jesus could walk into the church this morning And here are some children. There could be a lot more, but we've got these three children to represent all the children here. So he comes in, and he's going to bless them by laying his hands on them. How does he do it? I think you may be right. Shall we give it a try? So he might have gone like this. What's your first name?
Zoe.
Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And then your name is?
Jessica.
Jessica, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And what's your name?
Katie.
Katie. May the... Sorry?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. That's what Jesus wants to do with every boy and girl here. To come to you, to put his hand on you, just on your head, like I did with these three, put his hand on your head and give you his blessing. And that is a blessing of love. This is Jesus saying to you, I bless you, I love you, I want the very, very best for you. So what we're going to do is we're just going to try and be as quiet as we can, and in our minds, in our imagination, we're going to think of Jesus standing right in front of us and putting his hand on our head like that. A kind hand, a strong hand, a wounded hand, and blessing us. Let's be really quiet and close our eyes, and then I'll say a prayer afterwards. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you come to us because you love us and you want to bless us. Thank you for your blessing, your love, your kindness towards us. Amen. Well done. Shall we give them a clap? Well done. Thank you very much.